It is more than a decade since I last saw autumn in North. 嗨，亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 今天和你分享的美文叫做 Autumn in Peiping， 节选自郁达夫的故都的秋。Autumn, wherever it is, always have something to recommend it of. In north of China, however, it is particularly limpid, serene and melancholy. To enjoy its atmosphere to the full in the on-time capital, I have therefore made light of traveling a long distance from Hangzhou to Qingdao, and thence to Peiping.There is, of course, autumn in the south, too. But over there, plants wither slowly, the air is moist, the sky pallid, and is more often rainy than windy. While muddling along all by myself among the urban dwellers of Suzhou, Shanghai, Xiamen, Hong Kong, or Guangzhou, I feel nothing but a little chill in the air, without ever relishing to my heart's content the flavor,color, mood, and the style of the season. Unlike famous flowers, which are most attractive when half opening, good wine which is most tempting when one is half drunk, autumn, however, is best appreciated in its entirety. It is more than a decade since I last saw autumn in North. When I am in the South,The arrival of each autumn will put me in mind of Peiping's Taoranting with its reed catkins, Diaoyutai with its shady willow trees, Western Hills with their chirping insects, Yuquanshan Mountain on a moonlight evening, and Taizhuosi with its reverberating bell. Suppose you put up in a humble rented house inside the bustling imperial city. You can...On getting up at dawn, sit in your country yard sipping a cup of strong tea. Leisurely watch the high azure skies and listen to the pigeons circling overhead. Saunter eastward under locust trees to closely observe streaks of sunlight filtering through their foliage, or quietly watch the trumpet-shaped blue flowers of morning glories climbing halfway up a dilapidated wall.An intense feeling of autumn will of itself well up inside you. As to morning glories, I like their blue or white flowers best, dark purple ones second best, and pink ones third best. It will be most desirable to have them set off by some tall, thin grass planted underneath here and there. Locust trees in the north, as a decorative embellishment of nature,also associate us with autumn. On getting up early in the morning, you will find the ground strewn all over with flower-like pistils fallen from locust trees. Quiet and smellless, they feel tiny and soft underfoot. After a street cleaner has done sweeping under the shade of the trees, you will discover countless lines left by his broom in the dust, which look so fine and quiet,that somehow a feeling of a forlornness will begin to creep up on you. The same depth of implication is found in the ancient saying that a single fallen leaf from the wuteng tree is more than enough to inform the world of autumn's presence.
你现在收听到的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时，也欢迎你在微信公众号搜索“英语美文朗读”，来收听更多暖声英语节目。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.